Underneath the whole one.
So it looks like Lechem Mishne.
So it looks like Lechem Mishne, he says. So it's still a very strange thing there, yeah? It looks like, now, but you're going to see there's going to be we're going to come into a very interesting thing in a moment. Now he says, I want to finish this Tosfos and then we can go over it again. Now look what he says after that. So now Tosfos ends on the note that you've got to have a matzah shlichit also because of Lechem Mishne.
This doesn't make sense.
Rather than
one, right. So you've got three. You've got a whole one. Under that you've got a pruso, and under that you've got a whole one. So now he says, because of Lechem Mishne, you need a third one.
You mean the second shalem?
The second shalem.
But we just said that you had one shalem and one pruso, right?
Yes.
Under
the shalem,
and that appears to be Lechem Mishne.
Yes, now.
So what do we need?
The Soch HaShleimo.
The Soch HaShleimo.
Yes,
in the Gemara it says the Soch HaShleimo, and Rashi says Tachas HaShleimo. Underneath the shalem.
So whatever's bringing down the Soch HaShleimo, he's not quoting
the Gemara. No, he's just giving the idea. He says, He calls it a pruso again. Now, what he is doing here is, what he is saying here is, there are two dinim in the whole thing. He is saying, first the din is, do you make the motzi on the whole one or on the pruso? That is the first thing. On what do you make the motzi? On the whole one or on the pot? We come to the conclusion in the Gemara in Brochos. There's no that we paskin that you make the brocha on the whole one in preference to the pruso.
You were speaking generally.
Generally speaking. Right. Now comes the Gemara and says, a Yorei Shemayim, and who is an example of Yorei Shemayim? Mar Bereid Ravino. A Yorei Shemayim will be try and be yotze both of them. We'll come to that moment. You try and be yotze both of them. What does he do? He says, for example, on Pesach. What does he do? On Pesach, for example, this is for the motzi. He will put the pruso under the whole matzah. So that he's making it on the shleimo and he's making it on the pruso too. Because he's a Yorei Shemayim. And he wants to be yetze both views, the view of Rav Huna and the view of Rabbi Yochanan. So as far as the borocha of Hamotzi is concerned, and now we're only speaking about one thing here, the borocha of Hamotzi, and he's got a whole one in the pruso. So the real thing is to make the brocha of Hamotzi on the whole one. He says, but the other one says it's better to make it on the of Korov Hanoah. He says, then put it under and make the brocha on both. So he's really, you follow, making the brocha on both. That is as far as the Motzi is concerned.
Right.
The Gemara says then, brings about Rabbi Chiyo. After he tells us that, the Gemara brings Rabbi Chiyo. Tosfos says, but Rabbi Chiyo is speaking in Shabbos. So the Gemara in Brochus, what does it do? It hauls him out of the Gemara of Shabbos and brings him here. All this way to Brochus, brings him here. What does Rabbi Chiyo say there? He says, on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, you've got to have two halachos. Right, if we've got to have two halachos, then we've got to have another matzah for the Lechem Mishne part of it. Now for the Lechem Mishne part of it, we've got to have
Shabbos
a
house.
I mean, pardon?
For Shabbos right now?
Or Yom Tov. That's Tosfos again to say. Someone say Yom Tov is different. Tosfos says that Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same. So now we've got to have it. So for, he says, as far as the motzi is concerned, you've got a whole one and you've got a part. You should make it on the whole one, but the Yorei Shemayim will do. So he puts both together. And he makes it on both. And it's true, he eats on the whole one, but he puts it on both.
I don't understand. if I understand what you're saying, that the two views are, one is to have the prusa, or the piece, because that's closer to the
that's
animal.
Right. That's
and
right.
then you have the whole, because that gives the
that's
covet
right.
to the bracha.
That's right.
And if you're making the bracha on both, and then you cut from the whole one, you're totally disregarding
that is
the benefit that's close to you by having the piece in your hand already.
Well, but the din is the shleimo, you see.
Right.
The din is at least,
in other words, you're recognizing the minority view, but you're not holding by it.
Well, you see, there's another way of doing it. We can't just come to it. Just give it a chance a little bit. Now he brings in the second part of it, he says, that is all right as far as if you've got the whole one of it. But on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, when you're speaking about Pesach, you've got to have Lechem Mishnah. And if you've got to have Lechem Mishnah, say you've got to have two matzahs in any case, he says, yes, I've got to. Then that's why I've got three matzahs now. The prusa I've got to have because of Darko Sheloni. So I've got the matzah on the top, the prusa underneath, and the third matzah underneath because I've got to have Lechem Mishnah. Yes, Ned?
About what case we're talking about when you've got the one
prusa
and the one shleima, isn't that also in
Pesach,
which is Yom Tov?
He's speaking the Gemara there. We should have a Gemara. We should do the Gemara inside in Brochus. It'll be cups of fear there. In the Gemara there, it's speaking only about a motzi.
On what occasion? Any occasion.
Any occasion. Monday night.
So for a Yerei Shemayim on Hamotzi, he has the prusa and the
A Yerei Shemayim would take both of you and sort of make it together. So you see, we've got the proof from Mar Brei Ravido. What did he do on Yom Tov for the Motzi on Pesach? He put the whole one. He put the prusa under the shleimo.
But then he still doesn't have that.
We're not speaking about Lechem Mishnah yet.
But it's Pesach.
And then comes, he says, then the Gemara says, this is where you've got to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, right, so I understand, so he gets out of the difficulty because he's got the whole one and he's got this one underneath. This is the way Tosfos is learning it. What did he do the third matzah? But he says, but you've got to have Lechem Mishnah. For Lechem Mishnah, you've got to have a third matzah.
See, I understand that view. I just don't understand the Shleima and the Prusa being effective for anything. I mean, I see it effective for a regular Hamotzi, if you're a
Shemayim.
But if it's on Pesach already, then you've got to have...
He's speaking about the Motzi, first of all. How are you going to do this? Are you going to make a Motzi only on the Prusa? And ignore the whole one? What are you going to do?
On Pesach.
Yes, on Pesach.
Well, you've got two holes.
But we haven't got two holes. He's not speaking about that. He's only speaking Pesach. We've got the two. So how are you going to handle it? How are you going to handle it? Are you going to ignore the motzi on the prusa altogether? How are you going to handle it? Are you just going to say, I'm not interested in the prusa. I'll make a motzi on the whole one. The Gemara says, no. Make the motzi on the prusa too. How do I do it? Put the prusa underneath the whole one. So you're making a motzi lechem in oretz on both of them. Now says the Gemara, all right, that's all right with a motzi lechem in oretz. But what about lechem mishnah? We have another matzah, so you've got two.
That's the way walking in stage.
That's the way the Gemara goes there. So then the whole part comes out, yes?
The whole point over here, which is even what the Tosfos is based on, is that it should be Darko Sheloni. And if you're concerned so much about two whole matzahs for Lechem Mishnah, A, you can use the top one and the bottom one, or B, you can wait to make it a prusa in the first place. You're the one who is breaking the matzah to begin with.
You're not ready for that yet. You've got to see how it works out. You're really going to the conclusion. We're working step by step to understand it. There's one view amongst the Shonim that says you make a motzi lechem min ha'oretz and alachilas matzah only on the prusa, because it's Darko Sheloni and Pesach. Both of them on the prusa, you can't help it. Don't worry about a whole matzah. Don't worry about lechem mishnah. It's Pesach. So if it's Pesach, what you're speaking about is Darko Sheloni. That's what the Gemara means, Darko Sheloni. Leave it all alone. Only on the prusa made the motzi lechem min ha'oretz and alachilas matzah. That's a rule. That's a That's a view. And that's the view that Tosfos mentions it. The Rabbeinu Nachum and the Rabbeinu Yom Tov. Which is, makes sense. Which makes sense. We don't paskin like that, but it makes sense. Right, now let us get this right. So he says, in the Gemara in Brochas, it says, Hakol Modim Le'inya Pesach Shaveniach Prusa B'socha Shleimo, it says there. And Rashi learns there, under the Shleimo. Uvotzei Apirush, Apiru Lemande Omei Mevorech Ala Shleimo U'Peter Al-Aksisi. Even according to the one who says, fourth line in the Tosfos, Robert, even according to the one who says that one makes the brocha over the whole of the whole piece of bread and it includes the slices, Mode he agrees le inyan Pesach the einu mevorech ala shleimo elo ala pruso mishu ma darko shel oni. So here it would seem that Tosfos says that he really, because of Darko Shel Oni, he puts it Besocha Shleimo Kedeshi Yehinire. Shebotso ala shleimo. But there it's speaking only about the bircha of hamotzi. As Tosfos is immediately now, umashma dile inyan hamotzi komairi. And this is all because of the motzi. So really, so you put it under the shleimo, and because of the din that there must be, you make the brocha over the shleimo, the part is that you put it under the shleimo, but you make it really, as far as the motzi is concerned, you make it also on the prusa, you've got to make it. Uke oma bosa rochi, now says Tosfos, and immediately afterwards it says in the Gemara, oma rabbi chio bar abo v'shabas chayv ni tzewar shteiki korevs. On Shabbos you've got to use two. Shenema lok tu leche mishna, because it says in the Torah, on Shabbat, they gathered a double portion of bread.
Erev Shabbos.
Yes. They gathered a double, before Shabbos, they gathered a double portion of bread. Now, the Tosfos is worried. Why does the Gemara there bring this story about Rabbi Chiyo, that Rabbi Chiyo says you've got to have on Shabbos a lechem mishnah? It's got nothing to do with us. We are speaking about a motzi. We are speaking an ordinary day of the week. This is speaking about, but it says on Pesach for the motzi, you put the pruso under the whole one. You put the pruso under the whole one. The ikon milsed rabbi chio bar abba beberikon kisfei. It's in Shabbos is where Rabbi Chiyo belongs. Elo lahochi maisi hosoma achar Pesach. But why does the Gemara bring it there achar Pesach? Loma to tell us. She tzorich shom matzah shlishis mishum lechem mishno. We need a third matzah because of lechem mishno, not because of the motzi. But because of lechem mishno we need a third matzah. And that's the first part of the Tosfos. So what Tosfos is here is, we've got to realize that we're dealing with two separate things. We, first of all, we've got to clear the matter of what do you do on Pesach, just as far as the motzi is concerned. We've got our source where it says you make the brocha on the whole one, but if you're Yonei Shomayim, you try and bring the prusa in it too. Put together and you make the brocha. The proof is on Pesach. On Pesach you take the pruso and you put it under the whole one and you make the brocha hamotzi. You'd make the brocha hamotzi. That's the way you would do it on Pesach. But on Pesach comes another question. On Pesach there's also the question of lechem mishnah. So if there's a question of lechem mishnah on Pesach, then you need another whole matzah too. So you've got one on top, and the one on the bottom, So the way Tosfos is learning it, we make our motzi lechem min ha'oretz on the two whole ones and on the prusa. Because of Marva, Dravido, Yorei Shemai makes it and brings it in it. So because of that, we would make it on the Prusa also, Amotzi Lechem Min
Ha'aretz. And that has nothing to do then with
Darko Shel Oni. That's got nothing to do with that. Darko Shel Oni, we need only for Amotzi, we need only for Achilas Matzo. Then we do it then for Achilas Matzah, we eat it only
on Yom Shemayim, then on Shabbat or any Yom Tov would say it on a prusa sandwiched between two shleimot.
Right. The way we're learning it, it sounds like on any Yom Tov or Shabbos they would do it for the same reason.
If there would be teaching, he would also, yes, that's quite right, then he would do it that way.
So the prusa is only there because it's Pesach.
Prusa is there only because it's Pesach.
So it's there because of the Oni, Lechem Oni, and it's also there for this other view.
We don't bake. Because somebody's got a view, I don't have to put myself in a position. If I haven't got it,
because of the Yirah Shemayim.
No, look at, if a person's a Yirah Shemayim, a Yirah Shemayim will do both these. If you put them both together and make the broch on that. What happens if there isn't a proof? There's only a whole loaf. So we go quickly run to the baker and get another loaf and cut it into slices.
What I'm saying is that the Yirah Shemayim,
the Yirah Shemayim
on whole takes, if he has a whole loaf and a prusa.
If he has a whole loaf and a prusa,
if he has it,
puts them both together.
But on Shabbos and say Shavuos, he doesn't.
He doesn't
worry about a prusa.
No,
but he might have a prusa. But he still doesn't use it.
Look, yeah, nobody would put a prusa on the table on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that concern, that view of Yirah Shemayim doesn't apply on Shabbos. And
on an ordinary Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't apply, right. No. It applies on a weekday.
And it also applies on Pesach.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says.
Because we need a prusa.
We've got a proof that the Yirah Shemayim does it, because on Pesach, that's the way Marbet and Ravino did it.
And are we sure we did it for the...
Just one moment, just let me get this right with Mark. Because that's the way Marbet Ravino did it on Pesach. He put the prusa under the whole one, and he made the for the motzi. Just for the motzi. Then the Gemara says, but you need on Yom Tov, the Gemara brings on Shabbos there, really. You need two, you need Lecha Mishnah. So Tosfos says, then you've got to have a third. So Tosfos now says, on what do you make a motzi?
Really, you're making it on the prusa, but if you want to make it a
you're making it. You're making it not, says that. You're making the motzi on the two whole ones and on the prusa.
And that has nothing to do with Al-Achilas.
No. And now you want to do Al-Achilas Matzo. Now you do it only on the prusa.
So now I'm a little confused. You just said earlier that you don't go out and get a prusa if you've got with a shleimot. But we've just learned from what you're saying that on Shabbos.
Mark, the way Mark said it, he didn't mean. The way Mark said it would have appeared, the Yirah Shemayim would take the shleimot together with the prusa maker. So what happens if he's only got a whole loaf of bread? So the way Mark would have said is seen to say is, if he's only got, and he's a Yirah Shemayim, then he must quickly run and get another loaf of bread and cut it and have it sliced and put them together. That, you know,
but what if you've got two shleimot and you just happen to have some slices of bread lying
on the table?
No, but in the house.
It's in the house, you do. That doesn't concern you. It's only if it's on the table.
So
what's in the
week,
cupboard doesn't concern
you. So during the week, if you have a shleima, you don't, and you've got pieces in the cupboard,
Of course not. It's only what's on the table.
So you're concerned?
It's only what's on the table. Look what we do on Friday night, we cover the collar. So there is no collar, it's as if there is no collar.
Yeah, but I mean, you go out of your way to put two chalot on the table, you could just
because
you go out of your way to put two chalot and a prusa on
what
the table.
For? But what for?
So that you get the minority view of
But the minority only if there is, only if there is one. Otherwise you don't do it. Only if there is one. Look here. There is a view that if I've been in danger, I'm as going to go there. So I'm a Yoresh Shammai. I've got to put myself into danger so that I can bench no man after that. Not sense. you don't work like that. Have you ever heard of a thing like that? Put yourself in danger. Are we pardon?
No.
You put yourself into danger, he wants to be a Yoresh Shammai. It doesn't work like that. Because it's is it clear now?
Well, I don't think it's exactly analogous.
That's exactly. It's exactly.
Because, look, the crusade would be in the same bread box.
I think
okay. But so I'm not worried what's in the bread box. I'm worried what's on the table.
You mean when
you
take it out?
You don't have to worry on the bread box.
I think I can.
It's on the table.
Why?
Can I attempt to answer one? I think that when we're talking about a Yoresh Shamayim, it's not somebody who is at home and is preparing his table. I think if you can give an example of somebody going to a dinner or to a restaurant, and he comes to a table, and there before him is a hole and a prusa. Am I correct in saying that? It doesn't mean somebody who's home and likatili puts out a prusa and a whole loaf.
You see, it doesn't work like that. I'm only concerned what is on the table. I don't have a concern about his
bin. Yeah, I guess with a bachelor, since I'm preparing my own meal, I can do that just as easily.
No, you don't do it. In fact, you go out of your way not to do it. So you don't put yourself in the suffix.
So
there's no din that I've got to bench Gomer if something's happened with I was boom, what to bench Gomer. I'll jump from a 10-story building and if I don't get killed, I've got a chance of benching Gomer. Don't do anything like that. All right, come on. Glenn. You must mind if I give you these examples.
No.
But it makes the point clearer. All right. So this is it. Now, let us go further. I'll do the Tosfos over, but I've got to get the whole story. Now, let us go further. V'chayiv livtzoa al shtei kikoros bein b'shabbos bein b'yomtov. Now, Tosfos is worried. Because Rabbi Chiyo bar Abo says, "B'Shabbos chayv livtzoa al shtei kikoros." But what about Yontif? So Tosfos introduces a new principle. For us, it's not a new principle because we've lived with the Tosfos for 800 years already. But in the Tosfos' time, this was a big chiddush, you see. So look what Tosfos says. Says Tosfos, v'chayiv livtzoa al shtei kikoros bein b'shabbos bein b'yomtov. You must have two. De'i lav hochi. Because if you don't need two on yomtov, lo mahevi shom milsei de Rabbi Chiyo. Why does he bring the story of Rabbi Chiyo there? It's that we say, mar b'rei d'ravino on Pesach, put the prusel under the shleimo. On Pesach, and then it says on Shabbos you've got to Rabbi Chiyo. Says, what do you bring him? Let him out from Shabbos, put him into brokers. But what for? We're not speaking about Shabbos. We're speaking about Pesach. So Tosfos says the only reason to justify it is because the same law applies for Yom Tov also. And Yom Tov you also need Lech HaMishnah. So that is why Tosfos says that from there I've got a proof from that Gemara that on Yom Tov you also need Lech HaMishnah. Says Tosfos, V'chein posak rav alfis de tzorek livtzeu al shtei kikoros b'yom tov. The Rif also fastens that you've got to, on Yom Tov, you've got to have Lech HaMishnah. Please don't fall into the trap that the V'chein Posach Rif goes on the whole Tosfos. That you've got to have two, you make it on the two whole ones, you make a Motzi Lech HaMishnah Oretz, and on the Prusa, you make it, because the Rif doesn't pasken like that, and I'll show you soon. The Rif only paskens that on Yom Tov, you also need Lech HaMishnah. And we pasken like the Rif in that. Now, let us, since Tosfos with Koshe, and it's difficult. The Kasha is only on the reef, is the Kasha. She'olu mispalalim, because we daven be'atoki dashto.
V'atam
lefi shehoy, v'atam, and the reason is, lefi shehoy olecha mishna yoreh ba'arve yomim tovim, that lecha mishna descended also on Erev Yom Tov. Now ask for caution. Because in the evening, in the Ma'ariv of Friday night, it says there, Atoki Dashto Es Yom HaShvi Lishmecho, you sanctified the seventh day for your name. Tachlis Masei Shomayim Bo'oretz, it was the end of the work of heaven and earth. Tachlis purpose, alright. Tachlis, it means the end, yeah. It was the end of Masei Shomayim Bo'oretz.
From Lahatchil, which means to begin.
Yes, well, that is from Kolo, by Chul. Kuflamed. Kuflamed, hey, it's from that word. Tach Mishmah was, Uveirachto mikol hayomim. And he blessed it more than all days. He blessed the Shabbos more than all days. What? Which are the days? That he, which are the days? No. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He blessed Shabbos more than Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Kiddushto, and he sanctified it more with kol hazmanim than all times. What times?
Yom
Tov. And now he speaks and sanctified it more, because the Yom Tov has also got a Kedusha. So he sanctified it more than the Yom Tov. So the Mechilta learns it. The Mechilta learns it. The man Borecho, he blessed it with morn, the morn Kitcho, and he sanctified it with morn, which means Mashma beyomte for your morn yoreit. So it would appear that the morn did descend on yonder, and Shabbos was more holy than because on Shabbos morn didn't descend. So it's a kasha on the reef. A kasha on the reef. And he remains with a kasha. But I just want to tell you how the reef learns it. The reef learns it according to a midrash. And the midrash says that the Hashem created Eshnei HaMa'oros HaGedolim, the two great luminaries. Which were the two great luminaries?
The sun and the moon.
The sun and the moon.
And this in the rift in the back here?
Oh, pardon?
This wasn't in the rift in the back.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, I'll show it to you. So, now, it says, and the greater luminary to ruin by a day, the more I could tell, and the smaller luminary to ruin by night. So the Midrash asked, you say two great luminaries, Midamol, the greater and the smaller. So, what's all this about? It says, because the moon, you know, the story of the moon came to Hashem and said, you know, this two great luminaries, two kings, two people, you can't have a business like this. So Hashem said, you know, you've got a point. In that case, you'll be the smaller one, and then we have no problem anymore. So Hashem made it the smaller one. But Hashem waited until after Shabbos. Till after Shabbos, he waited. So, it's that the reef learns it on that midrash. And there is a Korban Nesaneil that quotes that midrash. Now, I think the Korban Nesaneil takes it from the Mordechai. But, Shimshu Oso Oro. He learns it a different way, you see. So, Hashem didn't want this on Shabbos, that there should be a lesser light. So on the punishment didn't come about until after Shabbos. Anyway, but that isn't the point. The point is that the Rif says that you've got to have lechem lish mishnah on yonder.
Right, so where does he get it from? How does he learn it? He learns it from what you just said?
No, he learns it that he says that what it means is that Hashem blessed the Shabbos with the morning, right. And he sanctified it because, more than the festivals, because the moon wasn't made smaller until after Shabbos.
Right.
So no Yom Tov had a full, had the strength of the moon. Only Shabbos had the strength of the moon.
Right.
So we kiddushed him with Kolas Man.
But now he says that he says that on Yom Tov the man falls. That's the rift.
The rift says on Yom Tov no. He said on Yom Tov the it doesn't fall. The chen posach rift the tzolich lipzoach shteki kolas be Yom Tov the hatam lepi shor yolecha mishna yored be arve Yom Tov but not on Yom Tov.
So why did Tosfot say have a mishnah?
Who?
Tosfot says. It says we have Lacha Mishnah.
Yes.
And it says the Rift says Lacha Mishnah.
Yes.
But the Tosfot doesn't like the reason the Rift has.
No, he just says the caution is a difficulty.
Right, the Tosfot has a difficulty with the Rift's reason.
Yes.
The Tosfot seems to be holding that the Man did fall on Yom Tov.
Yeah. Why? What makes you think
who does fall? From the Brahma. From Ba'amir Raman Barfu.
No, it's a difficulty. And he says the difficulty is because of the Mechilta. That is the difficulty from the Mechilta. But obviously the Rif doesn't accept that. And Tosfos says, V'chein posach Rif Rav Altis. He says, Rav Altis also paskens that you need 3 matzahs. Also paskens that on Yom Tov. He didn't say pasken you need 3 matzahs. He paskens that on Yom Tov.
Right,
it's there, you need Lecha Mishnah.
So the Tosfot is not refuting the Rift.
No.
He's saying there's a difficulty with his reason.
That's right.
And without giving an answer for
that's
it.
That's all. Doesn't it just is a difficulty there? Because of the Mechilta.
Okay. I thought maybe the Tosfot had a different reason for working out why we have Lecha Mishnah.
No. No. Tosfot would agree that there's another reason. You tell me, but this is the reason the Mechilta is difficult.
And but why do we need Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov?
Because on Yom Tov, Mon didn't fall.
Right. So why do we need Lecha Mishnah then?
Because the same as on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, Mon didn't fall either. A double portion fell on Erev Shabbos, and a double portion fell on Erev Yom Tov.
Except that the Mechilta doesn't hold it.
Mechilta doesn't have it. We just do it because it says in the Torah, Lok to Lechem Mishnah. But it doesn't say in the Torah that we've got to have 2 challahs. So he introduced it. It's a din drabona to have 2 challahs because of that. Right. And then, of course, the next part is easy. They were based every bracha on the Pusa. Achri or Yemavorek Amotzi ala Shlemo, Vahoder ala Chilat Matzo ala Pusa, Uvel Tzeya Mishtehim Yachat.
Why the?
Carry on. Yes.
Why the Vachim?
That is a difficult thing there, per se.
Well, I think the way we learned it last week, the Vachim was. They followed a Mechilta which told that they didn't have Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov.
They made it only on the Prusa. They made a Motzi and that's right, they made a Motzi and Alachilas Matzo only in the Prusa. Achriho yemavorech amotzi ala shleimo. The motzi made on the shleimo. Vahoder ala chilas matzo ala pruso. And then he made ala chilas matzo on the pruso. Uvotzeya mishteyen. And he broke bread from yachad, both of them at the same time. Vechein amo davo. And so, as a fiatza. And so the people do. Ulechach usin ala shlishis kricho. and therefore we make a klipa on the third one, in order that we should make use of all three matzahs. And the way that he showed it there, he's showing that, make it very clear. So we've got to have now the prusa we've got to have because of lechem oni. We've got to have two whole ones because of lechem ishma. So the way we do it is, over what are we going to make it first? For that we need lechem mishna. So really the two challahs, the two matzahs should be on top and the prusa underneath. But the next brocha is going to be on the prusa. So if you are going to put the two on top and the prusa underneath, it means you're going to eat from the top one, and now you're going to leave the middle one and take the prusa, which we don't do. So we put the third one underneath, and now it works very well. We make our mochi lechem in oris, so we're going to eat from the top one. We make the next one alachilas matzo, now the next one it is there. And when we come to the kricho, that's the third matzo. So it's kricho is the sandwich. Okay, also hilah. For that we use the third matzo.
Everyone agrees that the alachilas matzo is exclusively on the prusa.
On the prusa.
Now,
that everybody agrees. There's no question about that.
Now, why? Everyone also agrees we're going to eat from both of these matzahs, from the shlema.
Excepting the Rabbeinu.
Well, except for the school that no
matter. Yes, they say only on the prusa. Everything is only on the prusa.
Right, but from all the schools that hold from Lechem Mishna applies on Yantiv. They say we're going to be eating from two matzahs when we finally eat. We're going to eat it from
the top one
and the shlema.
The top one and the prusa, yes.
Now, when we eat that shlema, I mean, that's also going into our mouth, and we're also fulfilling the mitzvah of valachilat matzah.
Yes.
And we're eating that matzah, too. So why wouldn't we make the bracha of valachilat matzah also on that matzah?
On the top one?
Right.
Because we've made the mochi lechem in oritz. Because that's not the mitzvah of matzah. We are going to be mekayim. The mitzvah that you've got to eat a kazayis matzah, he's going to be mekayim from the second one.
But you're eating them together at the same time.
But the kazayis from each one. But there's got to, if you have, if you've got a kazayis from the top one, and half a kazayis from the bottom one, it's like, from the prusa, it's no good. But if you've got a kazayis from the prusa, and a quarter from the top one, you'll get away with it. Because the din is that even if you make, if you eat so much bread, you've got to make a mochi lechem in oritz. But al achilas matzah, you can't do it unless than a kazayis. You've got to have a shir, and you've got to eat a kazayis.
Everybody has to do it.
You follow Mark?
From the yes, I do, but the part, in other words, we have to eat two kazayis. In other words, are you going to work it out?
Well, can you work out two kazayis? From the upper one, the bottom one, and if you can't eat two, then rather reduce from the top one.
But in other words, when we're eating from the top one,
yes,
none of that eating is counting towards the fulfilling the mitzvah of Allah.
No.
But we're eating matzah. I mean, you are eating matzah in the mitzvah to eat matzah.
Yes, but the din is that you've got to eat the kedat kashir only.
Even though we're required.
Yes. The Dr. Shalomi is on the.
But isn't Dr. Shalomi the matzah?
Is the matzah itself?
No. That is lechem only. But this is Dr. Shalomi.
The prusa is Dr. Shalomi.
You see, when do we break the matzah? When do we do that?
Way before.
Where?
The very beginning, right?
In order that we should say, we should be able to say, this is lachmo anyo, so we already break it there. Yeah. Although we're only going to make use of it later.
After the first 17
prusa. So does that mean that people, that you should, everybody should eat a kazayir from a prusa?
That's right. From the prusa.
But the prusa is only so big.
I've got that difficulty always.
And also, this prusa is the smaller half. Right.
I beg your pardon?
The prusa is the smaller half.
It's smaller.
The afikoman is the bigger
half. And isn't a kasayas of matzah these days a big piece almost?
Well, so the way I do it is,
I take a lot of matzahs, and I say, now, these are the top matzahs. Then I break a lot of matzahs, and I say, this is the prusa.
You can do that.
I can't do it any other way. I say, look here, I've got at my table, I've got Barry, and I've got Milton, and I've got Maurice, and I've got Salt, and I've got Daniel, and I've got Mark. You go right around the table. I can't do this. Okay. So I put six matzahs, and I break them. I say, right, this is one for Milton and Barry. Another one for Maurice. Another one there. Another one there. Another one there. I've got six matzahs. That is the way I do it. You see, I've got six cruises there. Mm-hmm. I take two of them. I say, I can't do it any other way.
That's the way to do it, then. tell me, I want to know.
I can't see what other way you could do it.
Do you have to start out the full matzahs for all of them, or do you start out with one which you break off avikoman, and the others just be broken matzahs that come in the box? Or do you all have to start at home?
You've got to be both say. You've got to make the brocha over the puso.
Which means you have a lot of avikoman.
No, the point I'm making is you need three whole matzahs to start out with.
Right?
You make orchats in one of the matzahs, right? You break it off and it comes to prusa. Large part comes to afikoman. Now, in the situation we're talking about, where many of us, when we conduct this sermon, have a lot of people around the table, we obviously want to need more matzahs. I'm talking practically speaking now for use on Pesach. Must we have all those matzahs, which are now going to become the prusas, the ones from which we've broken off avikoman, do they all have to start out whole, or only one of them has to start out whole and break it, and the other ones that we initially insert can be broken matzahs from the box?
As long as you put them into the right place.
Yeah, it's the same question.
Yeah, but you got to hold them all together at the same time.
No, well, it's just have the thing about the larger or being the smaller part in the
afikoman. When we break it, we put away the larger part of the afikoman.
So the other piece is broken pieces, and it doesn't matter how large they are,
as long as they're broken. As long as you've got the prusas, then you've got
it.
This is the thickness of the
part. There's no necessity for the size of the afikoman. Is that correct?
I beg your pardon?
You don't eat a
kazayin about the
common.
You're just
supposed
to. We haven't come there yet.
So you wouldn't use the broken pieces.
Why not use other broken pieces?
Use other broken pieces.
Did you go right after the Mechilta there? I don't quite understand the next line. Baman Barku, Baman Tachu,
Kicho.
What is that?
I'm sorry, just one moment, please. I'll tell you in a moment. A Mishnah Brura.
We did have a thing. We haven't
been doing it. On two top iron hay. Got it? Steve Alton. Yito Yodo, he washes his hands. He borech al Nefila Shodayim. Makes al Nefila Shodayim. The Hika Hamatzel Kaseder Shehonichot. And takes the matzahs in the order in which he placed them. Haprusso, bein shtei hashlemos, the broken one between the two whole ones. V'yilchazem v'yodel, and he holds them in his hand. V'vore hamotzi, and he makes hamotzi, v'al achilat matzah, and also the broch of al achilat matzah. V'achar kach hibotzea me'ashlemo, o'el yono, Umeya Pruso Mishteyim Biyachar. And then he breaks from the whole one and from the Pruso, both of them together. Mishteyim, Begit Belay Bamelech, we don't do it. Says Ramor, Ve'en Amino Pratabe Bamelech, Malayo Keldo, the Pasnok Ensorik Melech, we don't do it. Ve'yochleim Be'asevo Biyachar. Kezayis Mikol Echot. Got it, Mark? And he eats them bahasevo v'yachad together. That is the top one and the middle one. Kazai is mikol echon. A kazai is from each one of them. Have you got it, Mark?
Yes.
And if he can't manage two zaytim in one go, not everybody's got such a big mouth. Yochal shela motzi techilo. Let him first of all eat the dice of the motzi, but achaka shela chilat matzo, and afterwards shela chilat matzo, but achaka. And that's the market. Then it goes for more. So let him do it like that.
Have a design of more also.
Yes, of course. That is the shield, you see, for a mitzvah. That is the shield. For Hanor, buried, for Hanor is kosher. Hanor is for a brocha.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to partake of it, if I'm going to eat it, to enjoy it, the least little bit I've got to make a brocha. But if it's for a mitzvah, then there is a shield.
And the minimum mitzvah is you. Minimum shiur for mitzvah.
Is a kezayis, and if it's a liquid, it's a release.
Very nice.
You follow?
Yeah, now, normally, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we don't need a kezayis. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Do we eat a kezayis of lechem on Shabbos or Yom Kippur?
No, because there you've got to eat bread, you see.
Right.
You eat bread, you make a motzi, the make a brocha over bread. So you eat a little piece of bread, however little you eat, you've got to make a motzi.
So why do we have to eat a kezayis?
Because there's a mitzvah to eat matzah.
No, fine, so we have one kezayis on the aleph like matzah, but then why do you have to eat it two kezayis?
So they say, it should say, if he eats the Eved, only one kezayis is Yetzer.
But why do I have two of you? Have two kezayis? I don't understand.
Why two kezayis? One from the... They go to that...
That's the Baruch, is it?
Basically. You see, it says, there is a shita, who is the Baruch? There is a shita... Is the Bach, there is a shita that, if you just look at the Birkas Amotzi Koye Ala Pruso, U Birkas Ala Chilas Amatzo Koye Ala Shlomo. But we're not learning like that. Our shita isn't like that. We're doing Rashi and Tosfos. But there is a view, so that's why they want you to eat a brocha, to be yetzer on both. But strictly speaking, if you eat from the pruso, the motzi, the kezayis, you are all right. Look in test, in the Mishnah Berurah. Kezayis mikol echol. Mina pruso bevadi tzorech kezayis. From a pruso, you certainly can do that. Jehov mevorechin al achilas matzo. It's the mitzvah of matzah then. The ein achila pechuso pesucha mikazayis. Avol prusa da motzi alo kaimalon. Da motzi mevorkin apila al pochus mikazayis. But on a motzi, you make a motzi even on less than a kazayis. So therefore, if you haven't got a kazayis from the top one, it's not so terrible. But from the prusa, that is the way we pass it.
Now, do some people actually have at their seder that make the motzi and then eat and then make the achilas matzah and then eat?
No.
The Shulchan Aruch says you could do it that way.
No, he doesn't. He
doesn't say
so. No.
If you can't
eat... Then you eat first of all a kezayis from the top one and then you eat a kezayis from the next one, but you're eating all the time.
Oh, but you still make both brothers first.
Of course. That's all it is, yes.
On a very practical matter, you go to somebody's house for a seder.
Yes.
And let's say they know to do this. You have to eat from the prusa. You have to make sure that you're eating from the prusa, or else you're not yotzi on the mitzvah. Is that what you're saying? I mean, without being crazy, I'm
trying. Be the eved you are, yotzi.
Oh.
Be the eved
wherever
you
eat from.
Be the eved
but you know better now.
You know better. But be the eved, you know, be the eved.
But it's not be the eved anymore.
You know, be... Be the Eved, a person can live in cortisone. One doesn't want to live like that.
Right.
You, okay,
you don't want to live with it. You want to fulfill the...
You want to do it the right way. This is the right way. But please, I've just got to go on now. I wanted to show you the reef. The reef has got another stuff. The reef fastens that your lesser Mishnah is on the top one, and the proof is your lesser Mishnah. Do you follow how the reef fastens? The reef paskins that your lecha mishnah on Pesach is the top one and the pruso. See, you can't help it, and the reef is very insistent because that is the second matzah. The second matzah must be a pruso. He says you can't have the third matzah for lecha mishnah. The third matzah we've got for krucha, but not for lecha mishnah. Yes?
You have the three,
you know,
have the two poles and the one.
Yes.
How do you hold
them?
You have all the little ones?
You put them like this, you know.
You hold that. And then how do
you... And you say, Baruch HaTua HaShem and HaKeinu Melech Olam, HaMiltzi Lechem Nino Olz. Then we drop the bottom one. That's the way we do it. And then we take the two. And we said, Baruch Atu Hashem Lekein Melech Olam Hashik Rishon V'Mishpatov V'Tibon Al Achilas Matzo. And then we eat both together.
But the bracha is really over the prusa.
We are others. I'm trying to work it in a way that we can bring it Rashi in the Tosfos, you see. So we work it that the second bracha is really on the prusa. You follow? Second bracha is really on the prusa.
So what if somebody doesn't know that, but following the directions of the Haggadah?
There are so many. I wish I could sit down and do the Mishnah.
So many Jews.
Perhaps I'll still do it on a Tuesday morning. I'll get a chance to do this with you. There are so many views that whatever way you turn, you're probably fitting with somebody. So it's not so fair. It doesn't always. Now, please, you've just got to help me. I've got to get further here. Afa pisha ein charoses mitzvah. You've got to place three lines from the top of the Gemara. Afa pisha ein charoses mitzvah. The Mishnah said, although charoses is not a mitzvah, ask the Gemara ve'i lo mitzvah shvishu my maisi lo. And if it isn't a mitzvah, then why bring it to the table? Omer Rabbi Ami, and just the source for what we've added. Mishum kapo. It's because of the errors we're learning like Rashi. It's because of the poison that is in the letters.
That's where Rashi learns from it.
That's the way Rashi learns it, yes. Omer Rav asked, now, and then think that this is just like that. Ask the the case has got it from here.
Yeah.
You see, this is the source. This is the source for it. So why do we have charoses? We have charoses because of the kappa, and the charoses is the antidote. So if you just touch with the charoses, that is the antidote for it. You don't understand it, Barry. You pull the face.
Hmm? I hear it.
You hear it. I'll explain it to you. You get from the FBI, what do they call those people? Department of Food People.
Food and Drug Administration.
FDA. The FDA, you get from FDA say, please tell me all those things that have cost merchants. They say that. Stock. Butter, milk, meat, lettuce, radish, beetroot, asparagus, potatoes, cheese.
Soybeans.
cucumbers.
No.
All
cucumbers.
Lettuce, of course.
Okay, sure.
No, but this is true. This is true.
Air. Water.
This is true. Water. Water. They've all got carcinogens. This is exactly what the Gemara says. Look what the Gemara says. Lettuce is called. Now look at. Omer Rav Asi says Rav Asi. Kapo de chaso. Poison that is in lettuce, chamo. You use chamo. Aye, but we know it's charoses. So Rashi explains it. I mean, pardon? Chamo, hot water. Hot tea, but without milk and without sugar. a very little piece. that is trouble. So, what the Gemara means, says Rashi, is what happens if he took letters and he didn't take the antidote and he's not feeling well? So now you can't use cirrhosis anymore. It's too late. So now you use hot water. Kapo de chamo. But in chamo also, just one moment. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Omer Ravasi, kapo de chaso. The kapo, the when a person is sick already, chamo, it is radish. He uses a radish. Kapo de chamo, the air is, but the radish has also got an heiress, has also got a poison. For that, there is karsi, leaks. Kapo de karsi, and what about the carcinogen that is to be found? Leaks. Leak, you know what a leak is?
Type of green onion.
Yes, it's a sort of an onion. For leaks, it's chamimo, chamimi. It is hot water. Kapo de kula chamimi, if a person feels not right after he's had any of these, cure for it is hot water. Good? So what it really says is, all these things have got some errors in them. They didn't know to call them carcinogens in those days. All of them got. But then the one acts as an antidote to the other, and if you've got a well-balanced diet, they cancels it out, so that's the way you get away with it. In the meantime, what happens, he can't make, you know what it used to be, making water once upon a time. You had to create the fire first before you got. In the meantime, name of Hochi, let him say this. Please don't ask me what it means, I don't know. Kapo, kapo. Oh, poison. Dachir noloch, I remember you, Leshef and Notech, and your seven daughters of Litamni Kalosech, and your eight daughters in law. I don't know what it means. Just don't know. Rabbi Ozeb Rabbi Tzodek Omer, Rabbi Ozeb Rabbi Tzodek says mitzvah. He said it was a mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, my mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? Rabbi Levi Omer Zecher Letapuach. The mitzvah is because one puts apples into it. This is to remember that the women, when they gave birth to the children, they wanted to save the children, they went under an apple tree. Rabbi Yochanan om a zeicher letit. Rabbi Yochanan says a zeicher for the man. And we pask him that is what we've got to have the kenosis for those purposes. Omer Abaya said that by Hilkat Tzorich Laku Huye, it's necessary to make it acidy. Like the apple, if you put in apples, it's Javada good. But Tzorich Lismuche, and it's